Hey guys, my name is Crystal Kenny, and I'm in love with creating. All things artistic and imagination involved. I'm an American girl who chased her creative dreams all the way to Paris, France, making a living using photography. This podcast takes you inside the stories of all the artsy folks I've met along the way and gives you that extra push to discover your creative gifts. The desire to create is deeply inside each and every one of us, and I give you the tools and inspiration to find a new way of living a more creative life. This is La Vie Creative, the podcast. My guest today is originally from the Ukraine, but after moving to Paris to pursue work in some prestigious French fashion houses, she finally realized her own dream of creating her own brand. La Jaquette was born. These are jackets that are made in Paris. The fabric, the designs, everything come directly from Paris, France. Please welcome to the show, Victoria Bourgeon.
Hey guys, thanks so much for listening. If you want more bonus material and to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/LaVieCreative. And also don't forget to check out Amazon, where you can pick up my new book, Paris, A Life Less Ordinary. In the book, I talk about my creative adventures in Paris, from starting my business to being homeless, hello, starving artist, to how I met all these wonderful creative people. Don't forget to check it out on Amazon. And also, thank you so much once more for listening and for your support. Enjoy the show.
So welcome to the show, Victoria. It's wonderful to have you here. I'm a huge fan of your new company, La Jaquette, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that today. But first, I want to start off with, why did you come to Paris? You're originally from the Ukraine, and what in life brought you to the City of Light?
Yeah, thank you, Crystal. I'm happy to be here, and thank you for having me here.
Of course.
I was born in Ukraine. And then I won some kind of contest, and I went to Sweden, where I studied. So and actually, I came to Paris by chance, because just before finishing my studies in Sweden, before getting my diploma, just I think I had 1 month left. I already signed all the documents for my next internship in a small town in England.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went for the first time in Paris for my vacation for a week. And I fell in love with the city.
Oh. So,
I came back to Sweden. I changed completely all my plans. I canceled the internship in England.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, and I came to Paris. It's been 10 years that I live in Paris.
Wow. So you fell in love with Paris. It was the same for me. I didn't fall in love with a man at first. I fell in love with Paris.
Yeah, for me, exactly.
And then you were sitting at some prestigious French fashion houses as well. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. First, I did my MBA in Paris in international business development. And then as well, I was passionate about fashion since I was a child. So I started to look for the internship, and I was very persistent. So I remember I had a lot of interviews. And I started with internship. It's fashion French brand Gaspar Yurkevich. It sounds like it's Russian, but his grandfather, he was Polish, but he was born in Paris, and he used to collaborate a lot with Van Cleef jewelry. And then it was like going itself. I think when you are passionate about something and you are curious, you keep going. And it happens to me. So I started with, I continued to in fashion. I worked for Raphaël Delacroix. It's a French brand. Then the Italian brand, Francesco Scornamiglio. And then for Balmain, Saint Laurent, And yeah, for some handbag brand like Lancaster. So yeah, I did all my experience in fashion industry.
That's so dreamy. I feel like so many women who are passionate about fashion would love to work in the fashion houses here, and you got to work hand in hand. And then that inspired you to start your own clothing line, well, your own jacket line, at least. Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, exactly. I was always passionate about fashion, but of course, I didn't have enough money to buy it.
Yeah.
So I wanted to create something affordable, but to keep all the exclusive quality, like to have a really exclusive quality, but to be able to afford it. Mm-hmm. So as a huge fan of jackets, I was always disappointed because I couldn't find a good quality, nice color and a good price. So that's why I was inspired, and the idea was to have a perfect combination of colors, good quality. I produce in France, in Paris, you have plenty of colors.
Yes, I love the website. If you go to lajacket.com, you see all the beautiful colors. And, you know, the jacket is so popular in Paris. Everybody wears those big, beautiful jackets. I mean, what a great idea.
Oh, thank you so much.
And was it difficult to find vendors in Paris for the fabric, to get it made? Like, how did you even start doing all that?
Yeah, sure. Actually, I was thinking about the project for a couple of years. As I was working in the industry, so I know some vendors. And of course, some of my friends who work in industry, they helped me a lot. So I think it's a mix of it. They are good advisors, good tips, and me that I know I knew it from my experience, all the addresses. But yeah, of course, it wasn't easy at all. But yeah, I kept going. I was searching. I was preparing for the project around 2 years. I was comparing all the fabrics, all their qualities, all the process, and
Wow, 2 years. So this wasn't something you like just woke up one morning and did. I mean, you were carefully planned.
Yeah, actually, I was working at the company, and at the side, I was working for my project. So it was kind of after job, when I was coming home from my job, I was still searching for new ideas and working apart for the project.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do, right? We find those little pockets of time to work on our passions.
Yeah, exactly.
And why jackets? Why not handbags or shoes or shirts? Like, why La Jacket?
Yeah, because as I already said, that I was always passionate about jackets. Mm-hmm. I think you can wear it just casually with a pair of jeans, a t-shirt. And you can be always elegant and chic.
Yeah.
I think it was connected with my job, because in fashion you want to be strong and you want to be chic and you want to be fashionable. Mm-hmm. And I think just a jacket, it can make you feel like that, more strong, more chic, more elegant.
Yeah. I think that's very true. I think that just adding, like you said, a simple jacket, it changes the whole look.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And what is creativity to you? How would you define creativity?
Yeah, I think everybody can be creative, and for sure everybody's creative. But I think I agree with the saying of Henri Matisse, that creativity takes courage. it takes courage to follow your heart and your intuition. So I think I just listened to my intuition, to my ideas, and I try to just to keep the ideas going. I am not close. I'm open-minded. I'm curious. And I think also the fact that I'm curious, it's helping me to elaborate my ideas.
I like that. Curiosity is such a great thing. And it is courageous as well to chase your dream, of course. We want more people to do that by listening to these stories. So thank you.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. And talk a little bit about your creative process. Like when you're coming up with a jacket design, what do you do? Do you look at other designs? Do you take a walk? Like how do you get your brain ready for creativity?
Yeah, sure. I think a lot of films can inspire me. Old movies or just modern series, or just sometime I can be looking at magazine and I can be inspired. So I think it's mix of all the things. A magazine or a book or all the fashion of 80s. So it's of course I keep up with modern tendencies and modern fashion styles. So I think it's all the mix of everything.
Yeah, definitely. You kind of mix mediums to get your ideas.
Yeah, exactly.
And as a business owner now, do you have any advice for other creatives in the business world?
Yeah, sure. I think the advice I can give you to the business owners is to be persistent. Never give up. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when it's even difficult, you should just keep going.
Yeah.
So I think I heard some saying that in business you should be like woodpecker. You just need to keep going and be persistent.
I like that. A woodpecker, you keep pecking away until the tree falls over.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that. And what were some of the obstacles you had when you were starting your business? What were the biggest things standing in your way?
I think things are going slowly, sometimes I cannot find the motivation. I know that there are just days like this, and I should continue. And there are always be better days. And there will be more light in the day. So I think, and then of course, the problem that can all small businesses have, that the factory doesn't want to have a smaller quantity to produce.
Yeah,
just all the small details, small problems like this, but. I think if you continue and I keep going, there are always ways to handle it.
Yeah, definitely. You just keep going. And are you required to make so many jackets at the factory? And you have to kind of figure out like which sizes sell the most and which colors sell the most.
Exactly, yeah. But I love it, even though it requires you a lot of, I think when you have business, you can exercise a lot of profession at the same time. You can be journalist, you can be businessman, you can be all the profession at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. You have to do, you say, a jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Do everything. And why do you think creatives are attracted to Paris?
I think it's the city itself, and then all the beauty is that lives in the city. all the architecture, all the history. I think it's all the cuisine, the food that and the history of fashion. I think it's all the details that make a lot of creative people that live here and in the past they lived here. And I think it's in the air, something creativity in the air in Paris.
Yeah, it's like an energy.
Yeah, exactly. It's the energy of the city.
I like that. Yeah, definitely a lot of energy here. It's very, very stimulating.
Yeah. I completely agree.
And how do you compare fashion here to Sweden or Ukraine? What are some of the differences in the fashion that's popular in Paris?
Yeah. In Sweden, I think it's more, if I talk about the weather, it's very cold.
Yeah.
So people are more reserved and they don't have a lot of traditions to go out and have a drink like in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's connected with all the cold weather.
Yeah, you just stay inside and try to keep warm, but here everyone's so social.
Yeah, exactly. So I think Swedish culture is more reserved. And the same I can say about Ukrainian culture. But when you see for the first time a Ukrainian, you can think, oh my God, he's so cold. He didn't like me. But it doesn't mean it. Because it just at the look for the first sight, the Ukrainian can be reserved. But even they do like you, they will not show you with their emotion.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of French too, right?
Yeah, exactly. But I think it's just maybe like Swedish, they're a bit reserved and they don't show their true emotions, maybe. They like you, they can do anything for you, like for their friends. So,
that sounds very French as well.
Yeah.
They don't just give away all the niceness. You have to earn it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And do you feel more pressure to get dressed up here? You were talking about, in other countries, they don't go out. They just dress warm. It's about, it's about the need more than the to just do it for fun. So when you go out in Paris, like you obviously wouldn't just go out in sweatpants or something like that. Do you feel like you need to dress up more?
I think compared to Swedish culture, maybe a bit, yes. Because Swedish, they are more relaxed and they don't care. They can wear, they can mix everything. But to compare to Ukrainian and Russian women, then they love to dress up, even if they go out for bread. So even sometimes I have Ukrainian friends that come here, they say, oh my God, you see the French people, they don't care, they don't put makeup, they don't they don't do their hair, they don't do anything about them. And Ukrainian, just to give you the idea, they will put heels to go to the beach because
they will all levels.
Yeah, they want to look pretty.
That's so funny. So Ukraine would be the top as far as like doing hair, makeup, and clothes.
Yeah.
Paris would be in the middle because we're more just worried about clothing here.
Yes,
and Sweden, exactly. They're just trying to stay warm.
Yes, exactly.
That's too funny. Yeah. And what are some of the best resources that have helped you along the way?
I think, as I told you, a lot of films can inspire me and help me. For example, I liked a lot the film of Founder. The founder, the guy who created McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was very persistent, even though a lot of people refused and they didn't believe in him, but he continued.
Yeah.
And I love the film Coco Chanel with Audrey Tautou, that shows us that she just started her life in difficult circumstances, that she grew up without any family. She was so passionate about what she was doing that she did it. She's like,
yeah, it was very relatable for you.
Yeah, for me, I get inspired by these people that if you are very passionate about something and you keep going, you really, you will, there are no reasons that you will not succeed.
And was it difficult to create a company in Paris?
There are a lot of details, but if you get it into it and you are just start digging, it's not so difficult. So I think it just it's manageable.
Yeah, it's manageable. And how long did the whole process take you? Like you decide, okay, I'm going to start my company and, you know, after paperwork and everything, like how long did it take?
I think I decided to leave my company, my previous company where I was working 1.5 years. So I left it and then I was just hesitating and just I was looking for more courses, more inspiration. And just I was keep saying to me that maybe I need just to study more. So I think I spent 1 year for doing all the researches to write business plan. I don't know if you know, I think it's American courses, masterclass.
I don't know it.
Yeah, it's, you sign up, it's online courses and there are true stories and the true advices from different kind of people from in the different industries.
Oh, masterclass. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen advertisements for it.
Yeah. So,
you liked it though. It worked well.
Yeah, I liked it as well. I liked a lot the American girl, Sarah Blakely, I think. She created the Spanx, but there are different stories. So, totally, it took me 1 year and then to get inspired and just put it in. Working and then all the creation company and dealing with their factory and buying all the details to start the business, it went fast. I think 3 months. So totally, yeah, in total 1.5 years.
So it's more about just getting your confidence up to get started with anything.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's a big part of starting a company is, you know, being brave enough to do it, right?
Yeah, exactly. But when you start doing finally, step by step, even if you continue doing some little baby steps, it's just going fast.
Yeah, it falls together. And also you're working towards your dream. So it seems like it's a little faster because you're so excited.
Yeah, exactly.
And what's the best advice you've ever been given?
I think I can repeat myself. I already said it, that if you are passionate about something and you decide to do it, to put it into life, you just need to be persistent and keep going, never give up. And everything is possible that you can imagine. Just to be brave to continue.
I like that persistence. That comes up a lot when I'm talking to people and especially when you want to make money doing something creative. Yeah. Do you feel like when you start making money with your creativity that it can kill the joy a little bit or not at all?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm sorry. Was it the question or just?
Yeah, no, that's my question. Do you feel like when you start making money, like you're forced to do the creativity, does that change something?
I think not for me, because I did did all my studies in business. Mm-hmm. So my background, it was half all international business. I did all the management. I didn't do fashion schools.
Yeah.
But at the side, as I'm passionate about fashion, I always buy some fashion magazines and I read a lot. I think I can combine two things.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's so true. And where can people buy the jackets and connect with you online?
Yeah, I have my website. It's just simple as lajacket.com. And in Instagram, it's lajacket/official.
Perfect. And are the jackets changing in style, or do you do like updates like by season, or how does it work?
Yeah, sure. I have nine colors, and one is coming shortly. And I keep changing all the colors constantly. I think every 2 months, even every month sometimes.
Wow.
So I add in the colors, and I keep changing the models, and all the collections are limited. And that's why I keep adding new colors and new styles.
That's perfect, because people do like change and they want to update their wardrobe. So, and I think the name is perfect too. It's very to the point, the jacket.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I don't know if I mentioned, but as I'm passionate about animals, and in France, there are some issues with abandoning the animals. So I decided to donate €1 from each order to protect animal protection.
Oh, that's wonderful. Even more reason to buy.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Victoria, for chatting with me today. And I can't wait to share your story.
Thank you, Crystal. Thank you for having me here.
Thanks so much for tuning in to La Vie Creative. You can find more information on missparisphoto.com. And if you enjoyed this show, please feel free to share and spread the word for all my creative guests. We have the power to help them to keep doing what they love. See you next time.